This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The woman who has accused U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault has agreed to testify before a Senate panel. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Christine Blasey Ford's lawyers are negotiating the terms of her testimony.
Attorneys for Christine Blasey Ford say she has accepted the Senate Judiciary Committee's request for her to tell her story. In a letter to the committee's Republican majority, the attorneys say Ford is willing to appear in the coming week to, in their words, provide her firsthand knowledge of Brett Kavanaugh's sexual misconduct. Ford says an inebriated Kavanaugh pinned her on a bed, muffled her cries, and tried removing her clothes during a party when both were teenagers in the 1980s. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations and said he wants to appear before the committee as soon as possible to clear his name. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he's never had to question Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's honesty, but he needs to see what evidence there could be one way or another. AP correspondent Julie Walker has details.
Rudy Giuliani says the question of whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested secretly taping President Trump is much bigger than just the Russia investigation that he's in charge of.
I don't necessarily think he's not telling the truth. I've never had an experience with Rod Rosenstein where I ever had any question about his honesty.
Rosenstein denies the claims. Giuliani questions them.
There are people with very, very bad motives that would have leaked that. If you have bad motives, you sometimes lie.
Giuliani says if it's true, it's terrible, but who's to say it's true? He's waiting for the facts to come out. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian state media say that at least 25 people were killed and more than 60 wounded Saturday in an attack on a military parade in the Arab Avaz region of the country. Edward Uranian has details.
Heavily armed gunmen rained automatic weapons fire for more than 10 minutes on participants in a military parade in Iran's Arab Avaz region Saturday. Most of the victims reportedly belong to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. Iranian TV showed ambulances ferrying victims to nearby hospitals while survivors could be seen helping the injured. There are conflicting reports over who staged the attack, but both the Islamic State group and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz claimed responsibility. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Both the U.S. State Department and the U.N. Secretary General have condemned Saturday's attacks. China's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, Saturday to issue a harsh protest against U.S. sanctions imposed after China bought Russian fighter jets and missiles. The move came hours after Beijing had canceled trade talks with the U.S., following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. imposed the sanctions Thursday after China bought Sukhoi fighter jets and surface-to-air missiles from Russia. The purchases violate a 2017 U.S. sanctions law that is designed to punish Russia for its interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Divers on Saturday rescued a man from the wreck of an overcrowded Tanzanian ferry that capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday, killing at least 207 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A man was rescued from the vessel on Saturday, according to a Reuters witness. Divers resumed their search inside the sunken ship after hearing signs of life. The man was rushed to hospital. His condition is unknown. Meanwhile, relatives stood by the shoreline awaiting news of their loved ones, among them some of the survivors. President John Magufuli has ordered the arrest of those responsible for the sinking. Some blame the accident on overcrowding. It's believed the boat was carrying more than 300 people.
Reuters reporter Lucy Fielder. And officials in North and South Carolina are warning residents that the danger of flooding is not over, more than a week after Hurricane Florence pummeled the area with wind and heavy rainfall. At least 43 people in the Carolinas and neighboring Virginia died. Florence dumped up to 91 centimeters of rain on parts of North Carolina, and officials say they don't know when evacuees will be able to return home. I'm David Byrd.